Hey everybody, this is Kirk. Welcome back to the Water Cooler Show on Channel 9, and I have with me a very special guest from AT&T, Mr. Jeff Beecraft.
How you doing?
Can you introduce yourself to the Channel 9 crowd?
Yeah, my name is Jeff Beecraft. I'm a solution engineer in the SharePoint group with AT&T Hosting and Application Services.
Hosting at AT&T. Tell me a little bit about what is hosting at AT&T?
They have a lot of varieties of hosting. The kind I specialize in is fully managed hosting. So it's very similar to what you might have heard about with Microsoft Online Services, where we go above and beyond what you can get with Microsoft Online Services.
Okay. And what's the differentiator there? I mean, like, so we're talking Microsoft Online Services. Obviously, we don't, you know, just host anything. We're talking about SharePoint hosting, right?
Yeah. Our solution is really targeting the enterprise customer pretty much. So we're looking more for customers who are looking for a dedicated model. They're looking for possibly geographic distribution around the globe. We have 38 internet data centers around the globe, so we can definitely help distribute the architecture around the globe. We offer services beyond just hosting. We also do full management with an SLA of 99.9, and we also provide consulting, strategy consulting, implementation.
So that's a good differentiator, right?
Yeah, I think the Microsoft Online Services offerings, from what I understand, is pretty much a hosting platform. There's not a lot of consulting there out of Microsoft. You could work with a partner in their situation. We actually have it in-house.
And so if I get a dedicated, what's the benefit of dedicated versus going to a shared provider? What's the opportunity there?
Well, with a dedicated platform, you have the certainty that your security is there. You know, you can isolate very tightly. We have a very rigorous security process. We've been certified by all the major security platform certifying bodies.
You get those dangerous security guys poking around your stuff and say, yeah, we didn't find the holes.
Yeah, we've got a very, very robust and secure platform. We definitely can provide services related to every level of the stack. We have the network coming into the data center, which many of our customers, many people out there already have AT&T networking. So really, we're just adding on top of that. Now we're going to put in bringing it into the data center, providing the servers, providing the OS level support, the database level support, the application layer, and even on top of that, consulting to get you set up and running.
And so, to be clear to the audience, we're not talking about just SharePoint. Offer other services besides SharePoint as well.
Yeah,
right?
SharePoint in the Microsoft area. We provide SharePoint, Exchange, Office Communication Server. We can do any of your custom .NET apps as well. And we can we also provide other vendors' applications as well. So if you have an IT portfolio that's diverse, we can certainly help you out.
And we'd love to help you migrate if you... Just kidding. as a dedicated hosting provider, that's either a lot of machines or you're using virtualization, right?
Virtualization is key to our strategy. We have a platform called Synaptic Hosting. It's an AT&T, it's a generic offering, so it covers all the applications we host. For SharePoint, we can put your web front ends and your app servers on Synaptic, and that's a virtualized platform. We can also potentially put your database on there. We do cover that, we support that, but only when the read-write is acceptable for that kind of a model. Otherwise, we can still plug in a dedicated physical database server if that's necessary given the volume you're at.
Sure. So that's something you'd have to watch for, is like virtualization hotspots, especially
right,
with that much I/O going on with certain models.
And a lot of times when you go with SharePoint, you're going to start small and you're going to build up. So the Synaptic platform grows very well as your needs grow. So with the database situation, if you're starting out small and you're doing like a development situation, you're just getting going, you're just implementing, you're just getting started, you don't necessarily need a dedicated server at that point, a physical server. So you can go with Synaptic initially, and eventually we can roll you off onto a physical box if that becomes necessary when you go live. There are a lot of options for flexibility around Synaptic.
Okay. And obviously, we're here at the SharePoint 2009 conference, and we learned a lot about SharePoint 2010, and you're attending the conference as well.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about what did you find personally interesting? Not necessarily what is AT&T implementing, but what
sure,
do you personally, what did you think was cool?
I'm really fascinated by the way they've re-architected 2010. Microsoft's done a really great job with how the migration process will go. They've separated the upgrade such that you can upgrade from 2007 to 2010 without modifying, without even addressing look and feel yet, and then separately do a visual upgrade. That's great.
Right.
There's also some really nice features they've done in the architecture where we're going to be able to now look into things like multi-tenancy right inside SharePoint. We can do geographic distribution with some really great caching features that have been added to the product, and that extends all the way from the server down to the Office apps, down to Workspace, which is formerly Groove, you know, Project Work, sure. SharePoint Workspace, which makes some really nice opportunities. I think
I'm always going to call that thing Groove. I know.
Me too. But I think our enterprise customers, and AT&T has some very large customers around the world, I think they're going to really see a lot of value now out of hosting SharePoint and enabling really good performance over the WAN using these new techniques that Microsoft has baked into the product.
Sure, and one of the things that we've heard fairly consistently this week is that the upgrade process looks, from everything we've seen, looks to be fairly easy.
Yeah,
they did a lot to make sure that the upgrade path is smooth.
Again, I think on the upgrading the bits especially, I think that definitely looks true. I haven't really had a chance to play with the visual upgrade yet. The look and feel is another factor there, but you can always work with our consulting team to get that figured out with you.
So is this something that you see as an opportunity for AT&T or something that y'all might even look at or even recommend to customers?
Well, we are definitely going to be pushing hard on 2010. We're looking for SharePoint 2010 to be a big product for us, a big service to our customers.
Oh, we are too.
You're kidding, really?
No, I'm so excited about 2010. There's so many things, especially
the
dev features. Yeah, I mean, this has got to be one of the most exciting releases for one of our products I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I really felt, we actually at AT&T didn't host SharePoint before 2007. We really felt that was when it really hit its stride as far as a potential hosting platform. 2010 just takes it off the charts, I think,
sure.
So it's going to be big for us.
So where do you see kind of going forward with AT&T hosting SharePoint? Where do you see some unique opportunities for what kind of services could you provide with SharePoint?
Well, I think we generally, with our fully managed platform, we have both fully managed and managed platforms. So with fully managed, we take control of central administration, what I believe in 2010 we'll call service applications, which is a new feature that basically replaces shared service providers, and as well as PowerShell, which replaces STS ADM commands. We'll do all that for you in our fully managed model and serve it back to you at a 99.9% SLA, which is, you know, industry standard. And then with the managed offering, we can give you full control of your SharePoint environment. You can completely control the app, but still host with us, take advantage of Synaptic's ability to scale dynamically, the virtualization features, and all the other great things about Synaptic.
So then if I'm in a managed or fully managed plan, as a developer, since a lot of our guys are developers, does that mean that I'm going to be able to do things like roll out my own code, or am I going to be restricted to sandbox solutions? Or, I mean, tell me, can I deploy my own code?
We're still exploring sandboxing, whether that's going to work for us in the existing kind of structure we have in place. I think it's very exciting, and hopefully we can make a really great way to let developers do that. For now, we do allow custom code to be deployed to the environment, so it isn't like you're restricted in that way now. We do have the ability to test it for you in a staging environment or a lab prior to production, so that we're sure that the code is stable and it's not bringing down the farm, that kind of thing. So you're going to have the ability to put that custom code out there, but you are going to test it before it goes to production to make sure we protect the SLA.
Okay. Well, anything else that you'd like to tell everybody about AT&T hosting solutions?
Well, I think, in addition to us and Microsoft Online Services, there are a lot of options out there for fully managed SharePoint, and you should definitely check into it. Don't just assume there's one option out there.
And what, I guess a final question before we go is, I guess, why host in the first place? All right, so let's say that I'm a developer, you know, I've got my own consulting company, whatever, and I'm looking for some place. Is it more cost effective? Is it cost effectiveness, or what are the reasons for hosting?
It's cost effective. For our model, where we're dedicated, it's obviously going to be more cost-effective the more users you have using the platform.
Sure.
If you're just looking for a little sandbox area, that's probably going to be something that hopefully we can add to the platform, but it's not our bread and butter, if you will.
Right.
So
not your target audience.
Right. We're really looking for the enterprise who's got several thousand users, up to infinity, where you can go as high as you want. We have 38 data centers around the world. We can scale it out geographically. We can scale it up with Synaptic. We can scale it out with Synaptic. We can put you on dedicated iron if you need it, if you need physical boxes. So we can support all the scenarios you would need to get whatever your unique solution is, and we can provide that back to you and take that burden off of your IT staff. So you're not dealing with the day-to-day minutia of patching and you know, minor upgrades and things like that, or dealing with hot fixes or security, we take all of that off your hands, and you focus on making sure that your IT department is aligned with what your business is trying to get done, and that your mission is getting accomplished.
And where can our viewers go to learn more about ATT Hosted Solutions?
www.att.com, look for Enterprise, and go into the Hosting and Application Services area.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for talking with the audience today.
My pleasure. Great. Thank you.